الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما اصاب من مصيبه في الارض ولا في انفسكم الا في كتاب من قبل ان نبراها ان ذلك على الله يسير. صدق اللہ العظیم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. Regarding the advices to the youth, today we have to cover a very important topic, very, very important topic, and we have to cover very, very briefly. It is regarding the taqdeer or fate. It's a huge concept actually, it's a bigger concept, huge concept. And it is very difficult to cover it concisely in 20 minutes. But today we will talk about only one specific thing briefly. This is regarding why we face sorrows and failures in the life and how to handle them. This will be the focus of our discussion today. The first thing we should understand is that this life is actually a test and exam. This thing should be understood and should be in our mind all the time, that we are actually in the state of exam or a test. And other thing regarding the fate and taqdeer, we should know that everything is decided before human birth. When Allah Rabbul Izzat created Ruh of Insan, then He also created taqdeer. As Allah Rabbul Izzat says in Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. No disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourself except that it is in a register before we bring it into being. Indeed that for Allah it is easy. So it is mentioned clearly that all the disasters, all the mishaps which are occurring on the earth or to ourselves is actually registered before. Also Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Sahih Muslim that it is related by Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 50,000 years before the creations of the heavens and the earth, Allah Rabbul Izzat had written the destinies of all creatures, and at that time His throne was on water. So it should be in your mind that everything has been written before. Everything has been decided before. So now the question is, how Allah Rabbul Izzat decides a thing before its occurrence? So we should know that Allah Rabbul Izzat is pure from every evil. He is Pak, He is Subhanallah. He is free from space and time. There is no limitation of space and time upon him. So Allah Rabbul Izzat knows our future as we know our past. Allah Rabbul Izzat knows our future as we know our past. If I say somebody to tell about his past, he can tell. If I say somebody that please tell about your past, yesterday, what you did, so he can tell. There's no problem. Similarly, Allah Rabbul Izzat knows about the future. Because there's nothing like past, present and future for Allah Rabbul Izzat. We need these terms for ourselves, that this is past, this is present and this is future. For Allah Ta'ala, nothing is like that. All time, either it's past or future, is same. So Allah Rabbul Izzat can tell our future or tomorrow as we can tell our past or yesterday. So we cannot tell firmly about our future. We can only predict our future. But Allah Rabbul Izzat say, Allah Rabbul Izzat can tell about our future with affirmation, with surety that this will happen, this will be surely happen. So he decided about our future depending upon his knowledge. It is pure knowledge, his eternal knowledge regarding our future. So when he was deciding about our future through his knowledge that this will happen, he himself decided about the questions of the human test. Because this life is test, as we have said. Second thing we have discussed, that Allah Ta'ala has decided everything before. So for the test of human being, he decided himself about the questions of human test. What question will this human answer in his life? He himself decided. Means what we will face in the life. And what will we suffer from in this life, it is all decided by Allah Rabbul Izzat before. And he himself decided what question should be asked from this person. So this is whole scenario. This life is a test. And question has been posed by Allah Rabbul Izzat himself. So why he has given us question? Simply that he wants to test us. That how we will answer, what we will answer. So all the sufferings of this life are questions from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Rabbul Izzat decides according to his will. Now the question is, how he decides what to pose? How he decides that I should be given this question and the other person should be that question? I should be given sorrows, other person should be given happiness. How it decides. So now we have two options or three options. Allah Rabbul Izzat decides according to his mercy, number one. Number two, Allah Rabbul Izzat decides according to his justice. Number two. Number three, he decides according to his injustice. Number three option. So we know Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that He dislikes injustice. He can never be unjust. So we have only two options. He decides according to His mercy or justice. So most of the time, Allah Ta'ala decides the questions of a human being according to His mercy. So one thing. And second thing we should keep on in our mind that He knows the capacity of a person. He knows the capacity of a person. He knows what to ask. What is capability? What is capacity? He Himself says in Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not charge a soul except with that within its capacity. So we should understand this point that Allah Ta'ala is never unjust, and whatever I am suffering, I am feeling in my life is actually according to my capacity and capability. So, what should we react? If I have a failure, I have a sorrow, I have a mishap in my life, how should I react? So simply, I should not object on the question, number one. My first reaction should be, I should not object on the question because my examiner is not unjust. My examiner knows my capacity. So why should I object the question? This time is given to me for answering the question, not for objecting the question. So my first reaction should be, I should not object. Secondly, we should strive hard, do our best, and then leave the rest to Allah. We should face the situation, we should strive hard, we should do our best, and we should leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we should strive and leave the result to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Whatever result will be there, either it will be a success or failure, I will not mind. I will be contented upon the result. So, we should do our best. If fail, then we should rethink. Why I failed? We should pinpoint our faults. And then I should try to rectify. And then try. So, life is full of trying. We should try again. If I fail, don't get depressed. This life is actually a test. We will be tested with sorrows, with failures, and with happiness. And other important point is that never say why. Never say why. Why is it happening to me? Why am I not getting the happiness? Never say why. Delete the word of why from our vocabulary, from our dictionary of life. We cannot object to Allah Rabbul Izzah. And other important point and important advice is that never look at others. That man is wealthy, that man is better than me, that man is happier than me. Because ultimately this will create feeling of dissatisfaction, discontentment, disappointment, disaffection, frustration, anger, anxiety. So we should not look at others. We should look at our paper, our question paper of life. Every person has different questions in his paper of life. One person should not have a glance towards others' paper. So in summary, Allah Rabbul Izzah knew with His eternal knowledge about all the incidences. He planned our life. He posed the questions in our life. We have to answer according to our will and volition. It can be either patience and planning and trying, or it can be complaints and hue and cry. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants the first option. So may Allah protect us from mishaps and help us to remain patient at all calamities of our life. This was a brief description of this important concept. May Allah help us to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.